everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the NRB in Nashville. I'm here with author and speaker, ordained minister, Mr. Kamal Saleem. Kamal, welcome to Testimony.
Well, to God be the glory. It's good to be with you, and I'm looking forward to see what the Lord's going to do.
Well, Kamal, this is a divine appointment, our meeting here today. You have a phenomenal story. You've written many books. You yourself are a former radical Muslim who came to faith in Jesus Christ. Would you begin to tell our listeners how that happened, what led up to those events, and what you are doing now as Koome Ministries, K-O-O-M-E Ministries.com, all over this world? Kamal, please tell us that story.
You see, I was commissioned to come to the United States for civilization jihad, which is the jihad that's called stealth, which is the underground jihad, the silent cancer that the American people could not see or smell or touch. But, you know, and when we were asked about this, we laughed about it, you know. So in Islam, one of Allah's name is the great deceiver, you know, and we are here to deceive your culture, as Muhammad taught us. Al-Harb Khuda, war is a deception. And we're at war with non-Muslims. You know, so we were trying to go to the jail system to divide and create a new culture between the black and white, to divide between the two, segregate between the two. We were trying to segregate between, different cultures and the the white Anglo-Saxon, you know, and so this way we create divisions. We also went to university to recruit young men and women over there and change their destiny and marry them and get their citizenship, you know, and do whatever to infiltrate this nation. We were sent to infiltrate through the American military to serve 5 years and become, you know, to get the American citizenship, you know, through a service, you know, that you do for the American military. To infiltrate the American military and take secrets, you know, just like what we saw in Fortuit. You know, all this, all the above, we were sent here to confuse the culture specifically. But we came in a name that we serve the same God, we worship the same God. But in all truth, when you look at both God and both deities, the deity does not, you know, compare to one another. They are the opposite of each other. One is light and one is not, you know. And so I was sent in here and we were infiltrating this nation. And one day I was driving in my little car, you know, and I had a T-top, you know, it's a sport 5-speed. And this man cut in front of me, and I hit the brakes only for my little car to travel to the other side of the road. I did not have a whale for me like Jonah, but I had an 18-wheeler. And that 18-wheeler was ready to devour my car and broadsided me, and my car turned to a little red croissant, literally. It was filled with my blood all over, and I ejected out of my car, fell upside down on my head in a mud hole, cracked my neck in two places. And I was crying, Allah, where are you? And this man came running to me and he said, son, with his deep southern accent. And he said, son, we're going to take care of you and everything's going to be all right now. You're here. And he kept saying this. And every time I looked at his face, he was smiling. And I said, Allah, I did not ask. I asked you for help. I did not ask you for a redneck, you know. And this is how it's all started, because I thought southern people are rednecks, you know, and because of their accent.
Right.
And so now I go to the hospital, the surgeon looks at me, he read my chart, your name is Kamal Saleem, you're a French citizen, you don't have no insurance, no family, no friends, you have nothing. And he smiled with his little, you know, southern mustache, and he said, son, we're going to take care of you and everything's going to be all right. He did the same thing, word for word. And I was really scared now, because these, what we thought, they're familiar spirits, they speak the same language. The second day I wake up in the hospital, and now this orthopedic surgeon, this guy work out, he is German-like, you know, he moves around, and he just like, he said, he read my chart, he said, dude, you are in deep doo-doo. You are in deep trouble. I said, well, how did you know, Sherlock? The cast on my neck? Or what is it that really, you know, tell you that I'm in deep trouble? And he said, son, we're going to take care of you, and everything's going to be all right. And he smiled, just like the other two. So now I'm speaking in Arabic, and I'm saying, you know, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بإسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You know, depart from me, Satan. You know, I'm talking against Satan, and just praying him out. And I knew that I was in trouble because I could not move and I'm going nowhere. I'm in hospital and these guys are speaking to me in the same language.
Now, you're not a Christian at this time, correct?
No, I'm total radical, radical to the core. You know, and, you know, people need to understand that Muslims don't think of themselves as a terrorist. We think that the American people are the terrorist. We think that we are liberators. That we came to liberate you. We are the truth. We are everything, but you are not. So we are here to set you free. So you don't look at yourself that you are a radical. You look at yourself that I'm the real thing, but they're not. It's the opposite of the truth. So but what happened is, but we do everything in the name of our God, of Allah, to kill other people, to kill spirit, to kill soul, and to kill the body in the name of Allah. So, and this is not God. How could God do something like this? So now this man walk inside, you know, the hospital to visit me. He's the guy who met me on the street, and the surgeon walks into the room and they look at each other and says, so what are you doing here? I said, oh, this is the guy I told you about. They start arguing who told who first. And I'm thinking to myself, that's crazy. It's not a competition. And, you know, the head of physical therapy walks in, that the second doctor, you know, and he just put his hand square on his hips and he said, dudes, what are you doing here? Oh, this is the guy we told you about. And now they kissing, hugging each other, telling each other, I love you. I'm going, oh, my God, they're not just Christians. They're foofy Christians. These guys kiss and hug and tell each other, I love you. This is not right. You know, take your hand off him when you're telling him you love him. That's not God. You know, and little did I know what Christianity is. And they said, the hospital is going to let you go, and we're going to have to take you with us. I'm going, I'm not going anywhere with anyone. You know, and they said, well, you got no place to go. Do you have any friend? I said, no. You see, in Islam, there is no doctrine says no man left behind, like the American military. So you are the commodity that must die.
And you were indoctrinated into Islam at an early age, at age 7. Can you just briefly tell our listeners exactly what happened during that time to bring you up to the time of your car accident and your ultimate receiving Jesus as your Savior?
My mother was an Ottoman Turk. Her father came to Lebanon in 1924 at the fall of the Ottoman Empire, where Islam was destroying humanity by the sword, killing people all over the world to take over the nations. When Atabasha destroyed the Islamic empire, what happened, all the generals scattered. And my mother had the same radical doctrine as her father and her culture and from Turkey, you know. And so what happened, she was zealot for Allah. So the teaching was, is to kill the Jews and the Christians. We wrote all over the walls in Middle East, the people of Saturday first and the people of Sunday next. You know, we're going to destroy Israel and we're going to destroy the Christians. And, you know, and so at the age of 7, I was, you know, taught by my mother now. I was reciting the Quran, you know, to learn it by heart. I recited by 12 years old, I recited 3 times. And so, and the only way in Islam you can please Allah is martyrism. There's no other way you can enter paradise without, you know, but to kill yourself. This is how I learned, you know. So my mother and my father teaching is we must die for the sake of Allah. So from there, when I start working at 7 years old, which is a lot of young Muslim kids do this when they're poor, like my family, what happened is I was beaten up several times, you know, by different gangs, or Kurdish or the Armenians or the Shia. You know, and one day I took refuge in a mosque, and bunch of imam were doing, having, you know, Islamic study, and they came out to rescue me, and these were the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Ikhwan. The Ikhwan came to history in 1928, 4 years after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. And their whole ideology is to bring about Sharia law into the whole world and establish Islamization, what's so-called Ummah, one world order under Allah, and establish the Caliphate, which is the real leadership, you know, who rules the world by the arms, strong arm, Islam, you know. And this is the philosophy, and our highest aspiration is to die for the sake of Allah. So now I'm indoctrinated by these people how to bring other civilizations down, like United States of America. We talk about the United States as the great Satan.
Right.
Israel is the small Satan. And we knew if we destroyed America, then we can destroy, you know, Israel. And Israel will be nothing because with the help of the United States, without the help of the United States. So we know that the civilization world, we are commanded to destroy the civilization. Why? Because anything is not an Islamic, we have full rights to inherit that place. And the inheritance is very unique. It comes from a great commission of Islam. What is that great commission? Muhammad says, the Prophet of Islam said, "Inni umartu an uqatil al-shu'ub." I have been commanded to fight the people of the world until everyone says, "La ilaha illallah wa Muhammad Rasulullah." There's no God but Allah, Muhammad, his prophet. And he said, if they not concede to you, then their women, their finances, their home, their land, their government, everything they have belong to you, Muslim. It's your legal rights. But what happened is they said, how about the man? He said, you kill the man, you inherit him. You know, unless he become Muslim. If he become Muslim, then you let him go. And so therefore, we're looking for our inheritance in the Western civilization. We were looking at everything as ours. This is the Great Commission. And, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood is more radical than Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, at least they're showing their power in hitting buildings with airplanes, you know, and that is communist theology that's been given to them. And as the Muslim Brotherhood been also taught in the same philosophy, but the Muslim Brotherhood is the cancer, the silent cancer that destroyed the nation from within, and not by the sword. And that's the greater jihad that we have to fear.
And that greater jihad wears a, quote, nice face to the American public. They are being portrayed as someone who is for us, that wants to interact with us in a peaceful way, in a governmental way. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kamal Saleem, founder of Qum Ministries. Kamal was a radical jihadist at one time, sent to America to destroy America, but instead found a relationship with Jesus Christ in a Damascus Road experience. We are going to hear more from Kamal next week on this broadcast from the NRB in Nashville on Testimony, to talk about some of the ways that the Muslim Brotherhood is infiltrating our country and why America needs to pay attention, needs to vote in the right people in office, because this is where it's coming from. Kamal, thank you for being with us on the Testimony Radio broadcast. We look forward to speaking with you next week on Testimony.
My honor. From me and my Qum Ministries, we love you all out there. Pray for us.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening. And please join us again for Testimony.
Last week you heard the incredible story of a former radical Muslim, Kamal Saleem, who had come to faith in Jesus Christ in a radical way and now is being used by God to reach the nations for Jesus Christ, but to also reach Muslims yet to know him. But for this segment, we are going to talk about the infiltration of the Muslim Brotherhood in our United States of America today from someone who's an authority on this subject, seeking to bring awareness to pastors, to governmental leaders, to anyone who will give an ear to hear the truth of what's really going on in our country today and the people being used to execute that. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony for part two of our conversation, Kamal Saleem, author, speaker, and founder of Koome Ministries. That's www.koomeministries.com. I'm going to give you his 1-800 number right up front so you can contact him for any questions after this interview. That number is 1-877-ARISE-03. That's 1-877-ARISE-03. You can also contact Kamal on Twitter at twitter.com Koome Ministries and Facebook. Kamal, welcome back to Testimony.
To God be the glory. It's good to be with you again.
Well, Kamal, thank you so much for spending your precious time. We are at the NRB here in Nashville today. This is a God-divine appointment, and I'm just honored to be able to interview you and bring some truths to where we are as a nation today. Picking up from our conversation last week, would you just begin to tell us some of what's going on in the administration today and how radical Muslim and jihadist is being performed?
The greatest jihad is really not the jihad of, you know, there are four different jihad. You know, the American people know about one jihad only. What does jihad mean? It means in Arabic, it's jihad fi sabilillah. That's mean in the way of Allah. The first jihad that the Muslim talk about is when a Muslim accelerate in the way of Allah to be a better Muslim. So that is the jihad that we hear about. But the three other jihad, what every American need to know, the first jihad, it's called al-qalam, which is political jihad. Political jihad is how they are asking people, you know, where they come into inter-culture dialogue. This is where they ask inter-civilization dialogue, culture, diversity, multiculturalism, coexistence, and diversities. These are the political jihad. They invite their enemy to come there so they can be equal to their enemy and they can infiltrate on the same level of their enemies. This is a really deceptive area, you know, because the American people think it's amazing, you know, but in all truth, that they're not coming to make peace, but they're inviting you, that you invite them so they can be equal to you on the same level that you are, because now you qualify them. This is the political jihad, and that's deceptive. The second one is called al-saif, which is jurisprudence. That's what the Quran teaches, what Sharia law teaches, what Islam, the heart of Islam teaches, you know. And when we saw Al-Qaeda doing what they did, that is true jurisprudence Islam. But that split to two levels. In that level, what happened is the second part is the silent jihad, which is in itself that goes to the fourth, and it's called Al-Kitman. Al-Kitman is the silent jihad, is the Muslim. When you ask him about Islam, peace, they talk about the peaceful part, and they don't talk about the ugly part. They talk about the ugly, you know, so they bring about the beautiful something, and it's truthful in part, but they don't finish the phrase. This is built on a doctrine called Al-Taqiyya. Al-Taqiyya is where Muhammad commanded his people to lie and deceive the people, because anytime they are not Muslims, in Islam it's called Al-Harbu Khuda. This is traditions of Muhammad, hadith, part of Sharia. What is, you know, war is deception. So therefore what happened is, that come in that theology, it says, befriend your enemy until you enslave them.
Wow.
That is the theology. So therefore what happened is the infiltration of the United States of America, we talked earlier about what happened with Imam Ismail al-Abrasi. He was on a Concord bridge between Virginia and Maryland, which is the biggest bridge in the United States, and he was taking pictures of the infrastructure. And when the police stopped him, they found infrastructure of nuclear manufacturers, electric grids, water purification system, forest trees, school system, bus systems, you know, everything, all the areas which is they are weak to be hit by terrorism and what so have you. So when they searched his home, they found out in his home two documents in a sub-basement, in his basement, and these are by the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is the mother of all evil. It is, you know, it is, Al-Qaeda is nothing. Al-Qaeda showed us what they could do, which is killing people by running airplanes. But the Muslim Brotherhood, they destroy our nation by shifting our civilization, by infiltration our infrastructure on every level.
So would you say that the Muslim Brotherhood, the difference between the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, is Al-Qaeda is more of a terrorist do-it-now arm, and the Muslim Brotherhood is more of a very strategic infiltration over time arm?
That's you're absolutely right. You know, the way it's been taught to us and spoken, Mahmoud Al-Alamoudi, he's one of the Muslim Brotherhood, he said, I have no doubt in my mind, Muslims sooner or later in the United States of America will be the moral leadership in the United States. And he said, it depends on me and you. We either do it now or we do it 100 years from now, but this country will become a Muslim country. You know, this is he is one of the very, you know, high leader now. Council of American Islamic Relations co-founder Ahmed says, Al-Harbu Khuda, war is deception. We have to deceive this culture into, you know, that war. It's a war of ideology and doctrines and this. So people have no idea what Islam is, so they agree with them. You know, peace in Islam does not peace the same American peace. When we say in America peace, that's mean me and you come to truce and make peace treaty, we can live in harmony. In Islam, peace is peace. When they make peace treaty, it's peace for Islam and not for you. So they have the right to break that peace treaty. Again, it's called Hudna. And by destroying that, just like the seven-year treaty that Antichrist will make with Israel, that he'll break it in 3.5 years to war against Israel. And this is the same exact thing. So that's called Hudna.
Wow. So that almost sounds like the Antichrist would be a Muslim. There's a scripture I'm reminded of, Kamal. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kamal Saleem, a former radical Muslim who came to faith in Jesus Christ, founder and president of Kuma Ministry. So there is a scripture I'm reminded of that says, they will say that there is peace. Peace, peace, but there will be no peace. Is this what you mean?
Well, the apostle one day asked Jesus Christ, they said to him, Lord Jesus, when is the hour? He said, no one knows the hour except the Father. But here's the first sign. He said, there will be great deception. This is the first sign that he said, there will be great deceptions. And he said, many will come in my name. He said, do not believe them until I come. He said, many will come and say, I am he. You know, these are the signs of end of time. We have many Muslims saying we're Christian nowadays. You know, I mean, we heard it from many people, including our leadership, said I'm Christian, but he does the opposite of what Christianity is, and yet empower Islam. So that's a different form of Christianity. This is anti-Christianity in a way. You know, so this is what we're looking at. And so what happened is, in Islam, one of the name of Allah, you know, God of Islam, and we're not talking about this of hate to Muslims. You know, we're talking about this, about the word of God says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. When we educate about this, we are not educating, you know, we love the Muslims. Jesus Christ died for the Muslims. I believe the Muslims will dine with us on the table of the Holy of Holies. They will come to know Christ. You know, but nevertheless, what we're talking about is the theology itself of radical Islam. And that is, Allah's name is وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And meaning the Jews and the Christians have deceived and Allah has deceived, but Allah is the greatest deceiver. He referred to himself the great deceiver. And he referred to himself al-mumit, the one who murdered. And you know, and he has all those names, and you go like, wow, in our Bible, it's a different, you know, it meant something totally different. So anyhow, with this, what happened is Ismail Abrasi, you know, when they found the memorandum, in the memorandum, it consisted specifically, and it says, you know, what the purpose of the Muslim Brotherhood, and when we say the Muslim Brotherhood, we are saying specifically, like CARE, Council American Islamic Relations.
Right.
We're saying ISNA, you know, is Islamic Society of North America. We're saying Muslim Student Association. We were saying, you know, MYNA, Muslim Youth of North America. We're talking about, you know, organizations. These organizations are Islamic front, but what they're trying to do is establish, you know, Islamic governing from clustering United States of America from inside and outside by debate and by also sending people, you know, into the government, you know, and
we talked about that earlier.
Correct.
You mentioned that in the current administration in the White House, there are key governmental appointees and officials that you know from your background as a radical Muslim are not for this country. Can you talk a little bit about that now?
Yeah, let's take one of them. Her name is Huma Abedin. Huma Abedin is, she was right hand to Hillary Clinton. What is Huma Abedin's specialty? She is working with a special group called the OIC, Organization Islamic Council. Organization Islamic Council is here to establish the UN Resolution 1618. That is the hate crime bill in the United States of America, that nobody can do anything to it or say anything about Islam. You'll be jailed and you'll be fined.
Has that been enacted yet?
They tried.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Kamal Saleem, founder of Qum Ministries, the author of books and DVDs that you can learn more about by going to his website, www.qoomministries.com. Get the information, read his book, invite him to speak, and this is a critical time in our nation, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Ignorance is not an option.
That's right.
My people perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
And this is what Kamal is doing today to bring awareness. Kamal, thank you so much for being with us on Testimony. We look forward to having you back to share your critical insights going forward. Any last words?
Yes, we speak at universities and colleges, synagogues, churches, political groups, military, sheriff, military, whatever it is. We teach and guide and on every level, so we're available out there. We go all over. We educate on this.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us at the NRB in Nashville. God bless you. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you for what you're doing for our country, our nation, our people, and your people, that they may all come to know Him, to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
God bless you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenebard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.